Joining me on the phone, we had a chance to speak about a month and a half ago. It's our pal from wealthinsurance.com. It's Mark Halpern on this Friday. Mark, how are you, sir?
Great, Brad. Thanks so much. I'm great.
You know, we talked sort of at the, it was sort of midpoint of this, and we thought it might be interesting just sort of as we're still sort of knee-deep in the problems to have a moment to catch up with you and maybe answer some of our questions.
Well, I'd be happy to. We love the Jazz Station, and we love the Jazz listeners who are so loyal and so appreciate what you're doing to bring some peace to everybody's very, very chaotic life right now.
And the thanks comes right back to you as one of our tremendous sponsors here at the radio station, someone who has been with us through this entire time. And boy, we certainly appreciate that. So let's throw a few things at you, Mark, and see how we do here. We're starting to see a lot of people donate securities to the station, which is exciting, but can you tell us more about what that's all about?
Sure. Look, the advantage that Jazz has is they're a nonprofit radio station, no different than giving money to the Cancer Society or your local hospital. So, of course, there's a whole bunch of tax advantages. But as you know, most people, Brad, will give cash or will give a credit card or they'll give checks. But I'd like to say that that's probably the least efficient way of actually giving money to Jazz. Because the government has introduced about 25 different pieces of legislation since 95 to make it easier for people to give money to charities. And one of those ways, Brad, is by donating appreciated marketable securities. That could be a stock, it could be a mutual fund, it could be a segregated fund. And as an example, what they'll say is, let's say somebody has $10,000 in mutual funds and it only costs them $2,000. So if they were to sell those, there'd be an $8,000 gain, and they pay a tax on that of around $2,200. But if you donate that $10,000 mutual fund to Jazz, you don't pay that $2,200 in tax, and you get a full charitable receipt for $10,000, which will save you probably around $5,000 of tax. So what a great way to give a lot at a little cost with a whole bunch of tax advantages as well.
Wow. And I don't know a lot about that, but that sounds incredibly attractive. You know, a lot of donors have been including us in their wills, and we've been they benefit not only from a charitable giving standpoint, but also a significant tax credit. Am I right on this?
Yes, absolutely. Look, it's one thing for people to have wills. It's another thing to have up-to-date wills, you know, and then another is actually put a gift in a will, also known as a bequest. But by leaving a dollar amount or a percentage of one's assets to Jazz, for every $2 that they give to Jazz, they receive it only costs them a dollar, because they save a dollar of tax for every $2. So if, let's say, somebody puts in their will $20,000 and they want to be recognized today while they're alive by Jazz, which they would, that $20,000 really is only costing them $10,000. And hopefully it's not a number that really moves the dial so much on their estate planning, but certainly it demonstrates their loyalty and care for Jazz as they go into the future.
Absolutely. So I don't know if I'm right or wrong in this, but I hear that there's about $7 billion in expired life insurance policies in Canada today. Can a donor redirect these to our radio station?
Absolutely. Well, look, at one of the old ways is if you have an old life insurance policy sitting around, you know, we got it when we were younger, $50,000, $100,000, $250,000, and it really, as we said, doesn't really change your estate plan that much. So you could actually donate an existing policy to Jazz and get a fair market value on the donation of the policy and save a whole bunch of tax. And going forward, your premiums are considered charitable donations, so you get a receipt for that too. But in answer to your question, yes, there's $7 billion of term life insurance policies that get canceled every year in Canada because they become too expensive, or people get too old, or they don't need them anymore, and they just drop them. But a better idea would be, why not take one of those term insurance policies, and you could actually convert them into a permanent plan without any medical evidence and donate it to Jazz, in which case you would receive a very sizable charitable receipt of anywhere between 10 to 50% of the face amount of that policy, and going forward, the premiums are considered charitable donations. So you can create transformational giving, minimize taxes, and really help an amazing cause, which is Jazz FM.
Wow, it's so great. You know, this is as we campaign, obviously this information that Mark is giving us is even more valuable. So I hope you, anyone who's out there listening, is thinking about different strategies that they may be able to help the station with based on this information. Wealthinsurance.com is the place to go. And Mark Halpern is our friend and expert. And it's been great to spend a little bit of time with you here on this Friday.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for having me again, Brad, and look forward to speaking again.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Mark Halpern, wealthinsurance.com.